Pope Benedict XVI arrives in Madrid, Spain today on his 20th apostolic voyage outside Italy. It's his third trip to the country and it marks the culmination of World Youth Day events currently underway in the Spanish capital. He's due to touch down at Barajas International Airport at midday, where he'll be officially welcomed by King Juan Carlos. Later this evening, he'll be welcomed again to the city, but this time it'll be by the estimated 1 million young people waiting eagerly for his arrival. Eamonn McCarthy is in Madrid and sends this report.
Wednesday evening, the flags of the nations of the world were processed to the raised stage of Madrid's central Cibeles Square to the notes of the official World Youth Day hymn, Firm in the Faith. 193 flags, to be exact, held by 193 young Catholics. Rush hour traffic was stopped as they marched by. Curious Madrid residents perched on their balconies to watch the spectacle. Nothing was out of place, not a footstep out of time. The procession of the flags was picture perfect. This despite the grueling schedule that these 193 young people are following. Rising at dawn for mass, crisscrossing this sprawling city on packed and airless metros, even on foot, under a merciless sun, to reach far-flung centres for catechesis, workshops, vocational fairs, or centres for reconciliation and confession. They never wavered as they positioned the flags on the stage, the final act in over 3 years of preparation, the final act of preparation before the arrival on Thursday evening of Pope Benedict XVI to this very square. Some of them, like young Arun from Kerala in India, have been waiting their whole life to hear the Pope speak. Others, like Michael from the Diocese of Northampton in the United Kingdom, have come to World Youth Day again because they want to hear him again after their first encounter with the Pope. But speaking to these young people, one thing is clear. It isn't the spectacle that has drawn them. It isn't seeing the Pope in person, which is almost an added bonus. They have come to listen to him. They need to hear his message. They have no doubt that he is the Vicar of Christ. And now I finally understand what Cardinal Rauco Varela of Madrid meant when he called them the B16 generation. 220 catechesis sessions in 27 languages across the city over 3 days, with the two biggest centres, the Madrid Arena and Palacio de Deportes, capable of hosting over 10,000 pilgrims each. Morning and afternoon sessions for English language pilgrims see rotating speakers, such as Cardinal Pell of Sydney, Cardinal George of Chicago, Archbishop Dolan of New York, Archbishop Nichols of Westminster, Archbishop Chaput, newly appointed to Philadelphia. This is no mere festival of the faith, rather, an examination of it. Just an example, 15,000 packed into the Love and Life Centre in Palacio de Deportes on Wednesday, with hundreds more queuing outside for hours. The centre is hosted by the charismatic Sisters of Life and the Knights of Columbus and is open to young people from across the English-speaking world. Before celebrating Mass Wednesday morning, Cardinal Pell gave the main catechesis focusing on the debate of science versus nature, faith versus reason. 15,000 young people in an arena listening carefully to every word. I had to see it to believe it. This is the B16 generation, and they are waiting for their Pope. In Madrid, I'm Eimear McCarthy.